This is KCUR. With the Royals in the World Series, you might think that Kansas City has never been quite this excited about anything. Everywhere you look, there's royal blue. But as KCUR Sam Zeff discovered, if you think KC is baseball crazy now, you should have seen 1955.
Bill Haley and his Comets!
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock!
1955 was a year of firsts. Rock Around the Clock was the first rock and roll song to top the charts. Eisenhower was the first president to televise a news conference. And Major League Baseball, which for 50 years stopped at the Mississippi, for the first time moved west.
Kansas City is known, too, for its baseball, for the athletics who were transplanted from Philadelphia to grow strong and sturdy in the rich, fertile soil of the mighty Midwest.
That's a little bit of the A's in Action, a half-hour promotional film broadcast on local television. The truth is, Kansas City was very well known for baseball. Some of the best players ever played here. Satchel Paige and Hilton Smith pitched for the Monarchs. Mickey Mantle and Phil Rizzuto played for the Blues, as the two future Hall of Famers worked their way up through the Yankee farm system.
Kansas City is noted for its beef business, the most flourishing in the nation, and for 10-story towers filled with golden grain. And how would you like your Kansas City steak, sir?
But by the 50s, Kansas City longed to shake its image as a cow town, and city fathers knew a big league baseball team would help. After 2 years of political infighting, family feuding, and backroom deal-making, which is a whole story unto itself, Kansas City finally lured the venerable A's from Philadelphia to play a municipal stadium.
The Kansas City A's drew like 1.2 million people that first year in a stadium that, you know, only had capacity of about 31,000 people.
Jeff Logan is the president of the Kansas City Baseball Historical Society. To seal the deal with American League owners, Kansas City had to promise to draw 3 million fans in the first 3 years the A's were here. Somewhat of a miracle for a town that was then, and is now, among the smallest in big league baseball. Logan says everyone pitched in to sell season tickets, the Chamber of Commerce, politicians in both states, and the newspaper. And when the team finally arrived, there was a bit of magic.
They flew over the city, and they just circled the city and circled the city with that plane because they could see fans out there cheering for the plane to arrive. That's how exciting it was for the A's to come to Kansas City.
But for one teenager from Brookside, the A's would change his life, even though he didn't quite know it at the time.
Just never occurred to me that it was anything special or unique.
Alex George was signed by the A's in 1955, soon after he graduated from Rockhurst High School. At 16 years, 11 months, he was the sixth youngest man to ever play in the major leagues. Now 76 and retired in Prairie Village, George still has the trim frame of a shortstop. While he played 8 seasons in the minors, his major league career with his hometown team amounted to 10 at-bats and 1 hit. This is 22nd in Brooklyn, and I'm standing by a plaque that marks where the main entrance was when Alex George played in Old Municipal Stadium. Baseball has always been a part of the Kansas City landscape, but big league ball, George says, was something else altogether.
My dad would pack us in the car, and we would drive down Brooklyn Avenue past the ballpark during a game. There'd be 10 or 15 other cars that would just be driving back and forth and enjoy the thought that they had a major league team.
And says Jeff Logan from the Baseball Historical Society, the A's move to Kansas City opened up the whole country for Major League Baseball. When the A's drew over 1 million fans in 1955, it was a signal that there was money to be made in the West, and it paved the way for the Dodgers to leave Brooklyn for Los Angeles and the Giants to leave New York for San Francisco.
It's funny that because of the Kansas City A's, we're playing the San Francisco Giants in the World Series.
It's a long, hard trip from a brand new franchise to a major league.
While the A's stayed in Kansas City for only 13 seasons, Alex George believes they opened the door to the Chiefs, the Royals, and every other major league sports team to ever play here.
It meant a lot then, and it still means a lot to have the team here.
Baseball fans of the mighty Midwest who ask nothing better than
Sam Zeff, KCUR News.
And a chance to watch their Kansas City A's in action.